let's stand up and give all the glory to God today.
Both ways, God. You will be king here, but you also rain your spirit into us, God. We just pray that you will flood this place with your spirit today. God, that hearts may hear you, God. We want to hear you. We want to know you. And so, God, thank you for this morning. And I thank you, God, that Reverend William is here today. I thank you for that, God. I thank you that you are going to bless us from a man from another country. Thank you, God. You are so good. You are altogether 100% good. And we want to praise and exalt you in every way in this service today. Amen.
That was so powerful.
Thank you, Lord.
It's so powerful that I'm standing up here trembling. God's presence is in this place, and he just wants you to know that he loves you, and that's why he's pouring out the way he is today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Just before the kids leave, we just have an announcement that the ladies want to make. So, is that Pam? Oh, and a man.
Test.
Test.
Okay. Hey, we're good at this. Hi, everybody. It's been a long while, I understand, since we've had any dramas done here in Potter's Hand. And Anita came up with the idea that we needed to do one for Christmas this year. So we are making plans. We have a lot of things on the go. And go next. Oh, me. Okay.
So we know it's a little early because, you know, Halloween hasn't even happened yet, but Christmas is really important to us here. So, and it takes a lot of time and preparation. So we just want it to be a really awesome night and a really great presentation for you guys and with all of our children. So I encourage all of you parents to encourage your children and help support them to come on out and be a part of the Christmas pageant. So.
And who are we celebrating? Jesus, right?
Amen.
So you guys, come on, support your children and come out. It's a Sunday night service. It's going to be the 17th of December, 7 o'clock, I believe we're doing it. And so any kids that are here that want to join in, we would love to have you.
Okay, we're going to have auditions, so to speak, on the 27th, which is this coming Friday, here at the church at 7 to 8:30. And hopefully we'll have enough kids here to help us pull this thing together. We're really excited about it. And just for a treat today, we want to give you a little sneak peek. Welcome, new star. You're looking bright and shiny today.
Well, thank you, old star. I've been working on my shininess.
That's awesome, because today is a really great day to be looking our best.
Why is that?
Because it's Christmas.
Yay.
Awesome. Okay, thank you.
Wow, can't wait. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Just want to welcome all the new faces here this morning. Amen? For bringing Ray back all the way from Ontario, unscathed. Amen? Many others, Rob's and Jeanette Soley, praise God. Hallelujah. Anyway, I'm going to be involved with Burn 24/7 next Friday. They have a worship service over at the Alliance Church in Sylvan. And so it's going to start one Friday night, 6 or 7. And it's going to go for 24 hours. So there's going to be a worship service right through the night. Different worship teams are coming in. And I'm going to worship and pray all night. We want a breakthrough. Amen? And so it requires commitment and consistency. And so, you know, if you guys can get involved or come out there, show your support there, praise God, you know. We want to break the powers over the heavenly realms. Amen? That the Spirit of God can come and flow. There's been impediments, you know, hindering the Spirit of God coming. So we as people, we pray and intercede and worship and fully understand what worship is. Worship is just not a couple songs and say, oh, well, that's good. No, worship is doing battle in the heavenly realm. Amen? If you folks aren't aware of that, get some books. Get some books. Read about it. The spiritual realm is very real. Amen? And we have the authority as men and women of God to pull these things down as we worship. This worship this morning was man life. Hallelujah. You know, just pulling down the darkness over this assembly. Amen? So, that being said, we're doing Lift Up Red Deer as well on Thursday night down over at the Festival Hall here over at Memorial Center. And we've been doing it. It's 3 years. This is 3 years now. We've been praying. Hallelujah. Amen? God put it on an 80-year-old woman's heart to pray, to go to every church in the city, to encourage them to come together and to pray. Potter's Hands was the first church that she came to, Pat Hamill. Amen? And so we've been doing that consistently over the last 3 years. So if you can make it, come on out. The more, the better, whatever. It doesn't matter about the numbers, but to encourage you to pray for the city, to pray for your neighbors. Amen? Also, I'd like to make mention of the prayer retreat that's coming up, men's prayer retreat in November 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We're heading out to Salem Acres to enjoy a weekend with each other, men, bonding together, encouraging one another, praying for one another, ministering to one another. Amen? And it's not, don't think it's so out there that you can't come. Anybody can come. So I just encourage you. The cost is $120, and just come see me later if you want to. But I'd like to know by next weekend, anyway, to let the guy know over there how many people are coming, okay? So pray for your men, hallelujah, and we'll have a good time out there. And the theme this year, or this time, is the last time was team, but this time it's going to be team and intimacy. Intimacy with the living God. How do you develop that? How do you grow in that? Is it just coming to church on Sunday morning and that's good enough, reading the word? No, it's sacrifice. Sacrifice in time. Amen? And press it into God. God, I want to know you. God, you know, like this morning, rain. You know, and here's the thing. When we sing rain, we don't want water rain. Amen? We want spiritual rain. So be specific, because we find out we're praying for the wind, and sure enough, the wind comes, but the wrong wind. We want the wind of the Holy Ghost. Amen? So that being said, Pastor Stan, come on up. We're going to pray for Pastor William here as he comes and preaches to us this morning.
Thank you. Yeah, in a minute. My good friend is here from Kenya, so I'm really excited about that. And before I call you up, we just got to, you know, God is moving in this place, and I think you guys could feel it. And it's true about warfare. It's true that we need to do that warfare through worship, and that there's an attack going on. And some of us have experienced that this week. I don't know if you'd say yes to that or not, but some of us have gone, yeah, there's been an attack going on. There's been some, you know, we were sitting in a circle. Let me just share that story. But on Friday, we're sitting in a prayer circle with a bunch of us guys, and this is just sort of a weird thing. But Alvin said, you know, I've been struggling with vertigo this week. That's when you get kind of dizzy. Well, I've been having that all week long. It started on Monday. And so Don just goes, I've had this as well. And Tim, like that's just not normal. This is because vertigo isn't like a cold. You don't catch it from someone else. And it's just this, sort of this Disney, you don't, honestly. So, I mean, we really believe that that's not just a coincidence. That's just the enemy. The enemy wants us to walk around like we're stumbling and dizzy. And some mornings I'd get up and I'm leaning always to the left, you know, and I got, I'm holding the wall until I, you know, finally get things going a little bit. But we are recognizing, we're learning to recognize that that's not just some kind of a physical ailment that's just going to go away if you get some medication, but that the enemy is not pleased with what's going on in Red Deer, and that we are reclaiming land that used to belong to him. Amen? Yeah, give him a big hand. Shout to the Lord. Amen? Thank you, God. So we need your prayers. We need to worship. We need to be doing this every single day. We learned this week, and Alvin was sharing this from a couple of people, that the place that we are now turning into a thrift store, the place that we used to call Cowboys, and we're not going to be calling it Cowboys. I'll get to that in a minute. But that has been sort of a hub, right? That's how you described it, a hub of evil. But you're talking about, yeah, if you get a phone call, I can wait a minute.
So she was involved in the occult, and she said that was a hub for a place where they would, young girls would come in there, and all of a sudden these young girls would be whisked off to places unknown to them. This is a hub, and when the second time that we were in there, I sensed in my spirit this is a strategic place, not realizing how strategic it is. And so there's a lot of evil that has taken place there. And we could tell you many other stories, but that's just the gist of it. A lot of evil has taken place there, but the Spirit of God is coming in there in power and might.
So it's been a place for actually human trafficking, you know, young girls. And I know of another story where there's 13-year-old girls actually from Crossroads Church, and they were part of Crossroads youth group, and they ended up going there and were recruited by pimps trying to get them involved. And, you know, this is probably not a surprise to some of us, but, you know, we're foolish if we don't realize that when we start to take back that territory, that there's not going to be some kind of a kickback from the enemy, and he's going to do what he can. So I guess what I'm really saying today is please pray. Keep praying, keep praying. We're dealing with a few injuries, you know. We're doing a lot of demolition there. We're knocking the whole thing down. I mean, inside. Everything inside is getting knocked down. And something good, light, is going to shine from that place. Amen? And it's going to be good. It's going to be powerful. But this does not happen, you know, it really doesn't happen with a bobcat inside the building. It happens with the prayers of God's people. Honestly, it does. So, and then about the name. And Darcy reminded me of this. You know, he said, you know, when you take over enemy territory, in the Bible this happened many different times, that some territory or even a person, a name would be changed. Once you belong to God, your name changes. God says, I give you a new name. It's a new name. And we have to, as a body here, we have to stop calling this place Cowboys. We have to stop calling it Cowboys. That's the old name. That's the name everybody knows. It used to be called Cowboys. It's not called Cowboys anymore. So I'm going to tell you the new name in a minute, okay? So I asked you last time, and over the last few weeks, people have been giving some names and saying, you know, and there have been some really good names, so I hope you're not offended if your name didn't get chosen. Names like, you know, the Strength of the Lord, or another name came out, the Arm of God Thrift Store. You know, those, and there's some really good names. The Giving. Yeah, so there's lots of good names. One of the names that came up this week was Mr. Thrifty's Thrifty Thrift Store. Yeah, and that's it. The text said that. It said, now say that five times, and you'll know this is the right name. That's what the... I won't say who gave that name, Marg Ebenol, but I won't even mention who it was. Mr. Thrifty's Thrifty Thrift Store. That's not going to be the name. So what we were looking for in a name... It needs to be short. It needs to be marketable, and the name needs to say something about what the business is. That's what good marketing is. So, you know, we could call it Faith and Love Thrift Store, but a lot of people wouldn't understand what that means something to you and me, or Redeemer Thrift Store. You could call it that name, but most people aren't going to get that. So the name needed, this was the criteria. It needed to be short, and it needed to communicate what a thrift store does. And so it's actually just one word, Renew. Thrift Store. Yeah? And from now on, we call it not Cowboys anymore. We are at Renew. Renew. Say it with me. Renew. Renew. Amen. Amen. Let's pray about that. So God, right now in the name of Jesus, we declare a new name over that place. We declare light where there was darkness. And that is going to be a place of renew and of renewal. Hallelujah. Renew, God. Not just renew clothing and jeans and sports equipment, but renew hearts and lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray that your Holy Spirit will lead us and protect us and keep us safe. We pray in the name of Jesus right now that you'd remove the dizziness and the vertigo that some of the men of this church have been dealing with. And we recognize that this is an attack of the enemy. It's his onslaught. It's his parting curse. But he has no power over us, and we stand together under the blood of Jesus Christ, and we declare that we are children of the great King Jesus. So we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear. So thank you, God. We pray for renew. We pray that as we go through the renovation and the demolition and all the different people who are involved in that you'll keep us safe. And God, it's to your glory. This is for you. It's only for you, and it's for your kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your love. Thank you that my brother William is here today, and he's going to bring a message and tell us about the ministry that he's involved with in Kenya. Thank you, God, that we get to be a part of this. We come to your table today, in a sense, just saying, wow, it's so great that you would invite us, that we could be in the presence of God today. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So 10 years ago, my family went to Kenya. And we never met Reverend William before. So all of my kids, except my oldest and his wife, they were having a baby, so they couldn't come. But the other four boys, and I think there was two of their wives. One was, yeah, two wives. Anyways, we went to Kenya. We spent 3 weeks and just enjoyed immensely. It was a life-changing time. It really was. It just changed their lives. There's things there that I saw that I've never seen before. It was really a good time for our family. It was a time of bonding, but it was a time of amazing ministry. And if I go on, and you'll just hear me today. And we have a speaker from Kenya, so why wouldn't we give him more time, right? But I'll just tell you this story before I call him up. You know, he'd say, we're going to have a crusade tonight. And I go, okay, like Billy Graham has those. So, I mean, I've seen this happen before. So, okay, what do we do? He said, well, you just preach. Just all you got to do is preach. So, okay, where's it going to be? It'll be over there in that field. But, like, there's no people around. I go, there's like, no one. Don't worry. So about, you know, if the crusade was starting at, this was really surprised me, if the crusade started at 6 o'clock, we would show up about 7:30. Like, the pastor, like, honestly, if he was here today, he'd show up about 11 o'clock if the service started at 10, because you don't want to wear him out. He's going to be preaching. So people would be doing warfare. They'd be praising. There'd be a band going. And all of a sudden, we would walk out in a field, and this is just absolutely the truth. Suddenly, hundreds of people would just come. And you have no idea where they're coming from. And they would come, and sometimes there were 1,000 people standing all in a circle. And we're learning here, we're beginning to learn how to raise our flags or watching our kids. You see, we're trying. We're trying. I'm not sure if we're learning or we're trying. But, you know, you go there, and I'm telling you, they're praising God, and the little kids are dancing and singing, and everybody, there's nobody who is not committed to this. Every single person is all in. They're all in. They're praising God. And the elders of the church, one guy stood with a stick, and he drew a line all the way along the front. The preacher was going to be there, and he told the kids, you stay behind this line. And every single one of them stayed behind the line. Every single one of them just stood there praising and dancing and shouting and giving praise to God. And I'm going, wow, my kids would never do that. Right? So, again, I'm not going to go on and on. I'm so glad that you're here. Come on up. And Alvin and I are going to pray over you. Yeah. Just before we pray, what you need to know, too, is it's not just us who've been going through battle. It's not just us that the enemy's been attacking. He'll attack anybody who stands up for Jesus. And that's true for our brother, too. About 2.5 years ago, you suffered a stroke. God has restored him from the stroke. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm so glad about that. But in Reverend William's life, it was back in first part of January that his wife passed away. So he's been through a lot this year. We want you to know we love you and we remember you. Your wife was only, was she 46? 42 years old. So you know what? The enemy's at work. And she died suddenly. She died unexpectedly. And we want you to know we love you and we support you. And we're going to pray for you right now. So in the name of Jesus, we pray for our brother. Let's just join together. Say it with me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for William. Thank you for the ministry. Thank you for the power of God that we see in this man. Thank you, God, that in spite of the difficulties and the challenges, that you are still his Lord. And we ask you today, Lord, that as he speaks, that we will know it is your word. Thank you, God. Just speak clearly. And Lord, at the end of the service, when we have an opportunity to come forward for prayer, we just pray for William, that you'll give him the revelation, that we will hear from you if he prays for us, or the word of knowledge, whatever it is, the healing, it'll come directly from you, and that you'll give our brother the strength that he needs today. Undergird him with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen.
Amen. I say amen to Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow. Wow. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God that I'm serving. Mighty God that Pastor Stan and Crystal are serving. What a mighty God Pastor Alvin and the wife are serving. And the elders of this church. And what a mighty God that this congregation is serving. May the Lord receive all the glory and may he receive all the praise. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be glorified. Amen. Thank you again for another opportunity God has given me to stand before you. I'm so humbled. And I'm so humbled because of what God is doing in this church and in this ministry. Hallelujah. There's nothing that happens in our lives that the Lord is not aware. He's very much aware. Very much aware. Sometimes it is tough. Sometimes it is painful. But the Lord, the beginning and the end, remains to be God forever and forevermore. Oh, shout hallelujah to Jesus. Shout hallelujah to Jesus. Rabo Shanda Raboze Karabayanda. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I know that God has allowed us, myself and Pastor Stan and the wife, to go through what we have gone through up to date. He has allowed it not because he hates us. He loved us from the beginning, that while we were yet sinners, he came and died on the cross for us. What a loving God we serve. What a precious God we serve. And he's doing so to raise us higher to another level. Raise us higher to continue preaching this gospel until when the trumpet shall sound in Jesus' name. And now, I want to thank Pastor Stan. May the Lord bless you. And Crystal, thank you for standing firm. I've been praying for you since I left here, going to Kenya. I've been praying for you. We have prayed with you, Pastor Stan, several times since I came. And I believe, and I believe, and I believe, this church shall never remain the same again in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. It shall never remain the same. God is lifting you. God is lifting your families. Lord, the Lord is lifting this congregation. The Lord is lifting this ministry for his own glory. And may he receive all the praise. May you receive all the glory, honor, and power. And please, may the Lord continue to touch your lives. May the Lord continue to to just increase membership in this church. I am prophesying as a servant of God and as an apostle that these seats will be filled with people in the name of Jesus. They will be filled. And God is bringing people from north, south, east, and west in this church. We cannot suffer the way we have suffered like this, and then we remain the same. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for this congregation, the elders of this church. Pastor Alvin, where are you? You and your sweetie, God bless you. The elders of this church, God bless you. The members of this church, God bless you. You have stood firm. May the Lord hear your cry. May the Lord answer your prayers. May the Lord intervene in your situation. May the Lord heal you in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh God. You see the praise and worship team? My goodness. When you enter here, you just feel the presence of God. And the devil will never like that. Please continue desiring and thirsting for the word of God every day until when the trumpet shall sound. Continue seeking him in prayer. Continue seeking him. Continue loving him. Continue desiring to seek him and love him and serve him. Continue. Let the fire on this altar never cease. The fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of praise and worship, the fire of prayer in this church, the fire of serving in this church, the fire upon the children, the fire upon the members. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost, according to Leviticus 6, 7, 12, and 13, let the fire continue burning on this altar of the potter's hands church without ceasing in the name of Jesus Christ. Raise up your hands and shout fire! Shout fire! Shout fire! Shout fire! Yeah! The fire of the Holy Ghost. I request you to pray for me. I began the year on a very bad note, mourning, and that was 1st of January 2017 this year. Is when my wife went to be with the Lord. Wonderful servant of God, pastor of our church, my partner in the ministry, the mother of our children. She went to be with the Lord 1st of January this year. And I thank God that she served tirelessly. She stood with me in season and out of season. She loved me. I loved her. And I miss her. But then, our Lord is the beginning and the end. Where she is, I was telling my young daughter, Destiny. She's called Destiny. She's 11 years. She celebrated her birthday 1st of May without her mother. For the first time after we had buried her mother, she's called Destiny Praise. Pray for her and pray for me. Pray for us. Pray for the church so that the Lord may continue to strengthen us. And I was telling her, Destiny, where Mama is right now, even if we loved her so much, I loved her, you loved her. so much. But even if we call her to come back, she will never desire to come in this world of pain and suffering. Never. Instead, where she is, she's calling us and saying, come quickly and see the glory in heaven. Come quickly and join me. Come. And join me and see the glory that is in heaven right now. Wow. So I told Destiny, just don't worry. The Lord has called her. And soon and very soon, at the time, right timing of God, we shall be rejoicing together with her. The Lord being the King of Kings. So pray. I will not stop preaching the gospel. That's why I am in front of you now. I would be in Kenya mourning. I would be in Kenya depressed. But because I know where my wife has gone, oh my goodness, I will preach more than ever before. Ah! Pastor Stan, the devil is a liar. He thinks that he has finished us. Oh my goodness, he has added fire. It's like adding petrol on wood so that the wood can burn. And we are going to preach more than ever before. Christy, God bless you. God bless you. Keep up the good work. Mama, thank you. God bless you. Keep up the good work. Raise up your hands and shout hallelujah to Jesus. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Yeah. Amen? Are you already bored with me? It seems you are bored with me already. Amen? Shout fire! Shout fire! Shout fire! Yeah! The fire of the Holy Ghost. Well, let me quickly go through. Pray also for me. One of the very close friends of my late wife, Pastor Aurelia, very good friend. I cannot be like this alone because I don't know even how to advise Destiny. She's getting to teenage age, Pastor and Mama. So I don't know. And 6-7 months since my wife went to be with the Lord, I went to the kitchen and I did not know where the spoon was. I did not know where the sufuria, frying pan was. In fact, Destiny was the one telling me, Daddy, it is there. It is there. Because in Kenya, men are not allowed in kitchen. Your work is to be on the table and receive and eat. Not in the kitchen. When you stay there too much, you are interfering with your wife's work. They want to be free so that they bring food on the table for you. That is how we are in Africa, but in Canada, it's different. Because even... I understand. Can you say, Reverend Kubondo, Reverend William understands? Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So, I pray that God gives me a partner who will strengthen me, love as I love her also, and love our children, and I love her also, so that the devil will not get a loophole to destroy what God had begun in us and in me, in Jesus' name. Can all the ladies raise up your hands, please? All the ladies, please, can you pray for me, okay? That God provides the right lady that will partner with me until when the time will come for me to be to join in heaven, my hallelujah. Can you do so for me, please? Amen. I've approached one, and by December, I will be sending information to Pastor Stan the day that the elders of the city have already agreed, the church, and have agreed that she, who has been a very good friend of my late wife, and she loves my Destiny so much, and Destiny loves her, that she will help me take care of the remaining time as she partners with me. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Now, on this brochure, Pastor Stan, I can give this to people, whoever can. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, then there is a form. That you, please, I request you to fill this form and return it to me, please. If you can, don't worry. This will help me to send you information twice a year of what God is doing in the ministry. Okay? And then just help me with one brochure, please. Just one of those brochures. So this one, fill it and then return it back to me so that I can send you some information attached with pictures twice a year, or if it is too much, thrice a year, to tell you what God is doing in our ministry. So this one you return to me. But in this brochure, there is a place where, in the middle page, where it's written projects and ministry needs, you will be able to read yourself. I don't want to waste time on that. Read the projects. But there's a project number one among the other projects that I want to emphasize on, and that is we are raising money to build an orphanage to take care of the orphans, street children, which we are having a feeding program the way you do here, to the street children, but we want to bring them at a place where we can be able to nurture them in the word and also take them to school and be able also to train them in the things of God and to love the Lord in their life. So we need your prayers and your support in prayer, support financially, so that we can be able, because we have learned, it's a matter of just building, and then we start that particular ministry going on forward by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The rest of the projects are mentioned there. So please, you read at your own given time, and then may the Lord bless you as you support. And then on the last page, there is Caleb Ministries. Caleb Ministries is where you can send your support in Calgary. You can send your support in Calgary, made payable to Caleb Ministries, and then down there, make sure you write there for William Kubondo or Yem, so that it will go at the right. Then you can write down there for William Kubondo or Yem. But check made payable to Caleb Ministries. If you mention Yem or William Kubondo, it will go to where you want that money to go, because they receive funds from different organizations. So if you don't write there Yem or William Kubondo, it will go to a pool, and you will receive a tax-free receipt. Fill this and returning back to me, I will appreciate it in the name of Jesus. And thank you for your prayers in Jesus' name. In Matthew 14, that's where my text will be for a short time that I will quickly run through, because we have taken a lot of time on the beginning part of it, so that we can release you on time in the name of Jesus. Matthew 14, open Matthew 14. If you have a Bible or if you have They call it what, a tablet or a computer. Please open Matthew 14, and we shall read verses 22. And I will not, you will read the whole of that particular chapter later on, but my emphasis is on Matthew 14, verses 22, and I'll read up to verses 29, and then encourage us for a short time, and then we can be able to live in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you shout amen to Jesus? Are you there? Are you there? Now, this is what the Bible says in Matthew 14, verses 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side. Why? He dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountain side by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," Jesus said. Amen. My message in this short time is on this title, that if you are to walk on the water, you must come out of the boat. Amen? If you are to walk on the water, you must come out of the boat. Jesus Christ of Nazareth had just finished his ministry. He had just prayed for the sick. He had just encouraged the people who had gathered around or next to the lake, encouraging them, praying for them, because Jesus Christ of Nazareth, wherever he went, the Bible says he was doing good. That's according to Acts chapter 10, verses 38. Wherever Jesus Christ went, he was doing good. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came and comes into to us, not to do any other thing, but to lift us, to encourage us, to love us as he first loved us. When you and I was a sinner, soaked in sin, he came and he died on the cross. He shed his innocent blood. He shed his blood that I may be saved from Africa, that you may be saved here in Canada, the Japanese may be saved in Japan, the Chinese may be saved wherever they are. The Asian might be saved. He came, Jesus Christ, for our good. He left the joy. He left the enjoyment of heaven, the warmth of his daddy in heaven, the love that daddy loved him. Jesus Christ came down on this earth to give himself so that we can be saved, we can be delivered, we can receive healing, we can be encouraged, and we can continue to follow him until when Daddy in heaven will say, it is enough, now my son can rule for years and years and thousands of years. Raise up your hands if you are here and shout hallelujah to Jesus. I'm saying shout hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. What a mighty God we serve. He came for your good. He came for my good. He came for the good of Canadians. He came for the good of Americans. He came for the good of Africans and Asians. He does not discriminate. He came for you that we can be saved. You can remove your eyes from any other thing and the things of this world and put your eyes on Jesus. And so he had released, he had already preached. And then after preaching, he told his disciples to get into the boat. Get into the boat. Why? Because they are crossing the lake and going on the other side. They are going on the other side. And now listen to me, my dear ones, that after he had done that, they went to the boat, and then he remained as a leader. I thank God for Jesus, because he also participated in serving. Yeah, and that is how every one of us leaders in this church, including myself, including Pastor Stan and Pastor Alvin, that we need to be available so that we can be able to share or to be able to minister the word of God with the example being an example to the people that you are leading. And now let me tell you this, that after releasing them to go, he remembered he had to do something before the disciples had gone. And so the disciples began, the boat started to move them away from the shore. And Jesus Christ knew that he could do nothing on this earth without consultation of his dad. And I want to tell us this, without prayer, the powers of darkness will always want to destroy us. There is importance in prayer. It is important for us to be prayerful in our lives. Jesus knew that after he had done the work that he had done, he cannot do any other thing. He will not take any other step before he consults his dad. And so he had to go to the mountain to pray and ask Daddy now, yes, you have saved, you have healed, you have done all these miracles by your grace, Lord of my using me. But now, we are crossing, going to the other side. What have you in stock for us, Daddy? Jesus knew that he cannot do anything without God. And you cannot do anything without God. I cannot do anything without God. We need God in our lives every day. We need God in our lives today. And that is why I want to tell you this. Without prayer, all of us are servants of God. We preach, Pastor Stan preaches, Pastor Alvin preaches, the elders preaches, whenever they get an opportunity here. Mama Christo preaches, hallelujah, amen. Yes, but I want you to know that we are all servants of God, but in different capacities. A farmer is a servant of God. He makes sure that food comes on the table for us. A doctor is a servant of God. I want you to listen to me very carefully. It's not a different doctrine. I'm sharing what is a reality. A doctor is a servant of God. A teacher, Sunday school teacher, praise and worship team, all of us are servants of God in one way or another. But we have been given the privilege, me and Pastor Stan, to lead you, to guide you, to counsel you, to encourage you. But you are all servants of God in one way or another. Are you getting my point there? We are all, an engineer is a servant of God. A professor is a servant of God. But now my question is, how are you serving God in that business? How are you serving God as a teacher in that school? How are you serving God as a nurse in that hospital? How? We need prayer for us to serve God when we are focused on our Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, Jesus Christ went to the mountain to seek the direction of his daddy. And he went there to pray. We need prayer. You need prayer for us to succeed in whatever we do. Yes, we need money. Very important. I've come here to look to ask you to support the projects in Kenya. We need money. But when I put money first and I put God away, then I am going to be doomed in whatever I'm doing. I will not succeed at all if I put any other God before me instead of Jehovah God, the King of Glory. If you put your employment first, one day, and I know Alberta right now, there is no employment. There's no employment now. Many people have been put off of employment because oil prices have come down. It has not been easy even me to raise support this particular time. People want to give, but they are not employed. So we need employment. We need children. We need wives. We need husbands. We need our businesses to flourish. But my brother and my sister, if when we put these things first before God, then God's hand will be removed from us. God's hand will be removed from us. And sometimes God allowed the children of Israel to go to Babylon as captives. And suffered there. Not because he did not love them. He loved them. But he allowed them to go as a father who loved them and cares for them, that they can go there and later on they will remember their God and come out of worshiping idols and focus on their God, their father and their God in Jesus' name. And so when they came out of captivity, they came back worshiping God. And then God will embrace them and love them. Because a good father, you discipline, or a good mother, you discipline, but you go back again and hold. Can you shout amen to Jesus? And therefore, Jesus, after prayer, he comes back to see the disciples so that they continue with the journey. And coming back, he comes back walking on the water. My goodness, Jesus left us going into the boat. And now he has been away for some good time. And now it is the fourth night. Time of the night. And we are seeing somebody walking on the water, but we don't think if that is Jesus because we left him there. We left him there going to the mountain. Now, this one might not be Jesus. This one might be a ghost. And every one of them was afraid, including Peter, who comes out with a lot of reasoning to countercheck to know if are you really Jesus? Other disciples are afraid. Other disciples want even to get into the water and try to swim back to the shore because of fear. You know what fear can do? You know what fear can do, can have done in us? What fear has done in our lives? What fear has done in our families? What fear has done in us? No. Jesus reminds them, listen. Aha, don't be afraid. It is I. He confirms to them, it is I. Do not be afraid. And Jesus is telling you, whatever you are going through, do not be afraid. That sickness will not kill you. In the name of Jesus, do not be afraid. That even without employment, God will provide food on the table for you until when he'll provide the best employment for you. Maybe sometimes the old prices have gone time down so that God can give you a better paying job. And you need to say hallelujah to that instead of crying and just put your faith in God, because God remains to be God forever and forever. He knows your needs. He knows your struggle. Do not be afraid. And that is what Jesus is telling us today, that do not be afraid. Do not be afraid about that child, that drugs has taken him away from you. No, the Lord knows that. Do not be afraid about that your marriage. The Lord is fixing everything together, and you're going to enjoy your sweetheart, your lover, in the name of Jesus. Can you shout hallelujah? And you shout amen to Jesus. Give God a big hand clap and a shout. Glory, 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 glory. You should not fear. That is the advice and the counsel from God. Not from me, but from God. Do not fear. Fear not. It shall be well. Can you say it shall be well? Say it shall be well with me. It shall be well with my family. Say it again. It shall be well with Red Deer. Say it again. It shall be well with Canada. Say it again. Raise up your hands and shout hallelujah to Jesus. He is worthy to be praised, worthy to be glorified. Do not fear. When Jesus tells you do not fear, then do not fear. Because he means it. He means it. Do not fear. And he said, do not fear. It is I. But still, they were still trembling. They were still worried. They were still calculating how they can get into the lake and swim. But here comes Peter, a bold disciple who answered Jesus' questions without worrying whether he will get an egg or he will get a D. Hallelujah. And then he says, no, let me interview this ghost that looks like Jesus. First of all, I know if it is surely Jesus. Confirm. And then he tells Jesus, if it is you, surely if it is you, then call me so that I come to you walking on the water. Because you are on the lake walking on the water. You are not sinking. You are not a worry. You are relaxed. When you are with Jesus, you relax. When you are with Jesus, even if anybody wants to accuse you for any faults, whatever, the Lord will be there as the right judge. The Lord will be there to advocate for you. Yes, forget about what people will say about you. You just focus on Jesus. God will fight for you. God will advocate for you. And one day they shall surely say, surely this is a child of the living God. Hallelujah. So do not be afraid. And then Jesus, after hearing, oh my goodness, that was a challenge. Yeah, that was a tick. My goodness. Yeah? Oh, Peter wants to, but Peter, you know, is being prepared to be the head of the disciples. And so therefore, he had sometimes he answered wrong, gives wrong answers. Sometimes he tried. Oh my goodness, he was a good, wonderful disciple that was willing to learn. Let us be disciples in this church who are willing to learn. Let us not be a know-it-all. No. Let us learn. Let us be willing to learn from Jesus. Let us be willing to learn and sit down and hear from Jesus through the Spirit and through the servants of God that God has given us to lead us and disciple us. Let us be willing to learn. And Peter, after asking that question, you know what Jesus did? If you read there on verses 29, he just said, come. You need healing? Come. You need power? Come. You need to be encouraged in prayer? Worry about the sharks in the sea. He did not worry about the whales. He did not worry about the crocodiles in the sea. He was not worried about that because the creator of the heavens and earth has told him, come. Of those fish, he's the creator of those crocodiles and hippopotamus. He's the creator of the whole universe, the creator of the heavens and the earth. When he tells you come, when he tells you do not be worried, when he tells you stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, as he told Moses, stand. Your focus is only on Jesus Christ. Therefore, Peter came out of the water. And by faith, he stepped on the waters. And he started step one, step two, step three, step four. Oh my goodness. His eyes on Jesus Christ. When you put your eyes on Jesus, when you put on your eyes on Jesus, nothing the devil will do that will destroy you, the Lord will come in. Your business will continue to flourish. Your love between a husband and wife will continue to increase. Your love for your children will continue to increase. You will not be worried as long as you put your focus on who? On Jesus Christ. And God directed Moses to make a serpent and lifted it up and said that whenever the snakes bit you, then just look on that serpent and you will live. And those who did so, they lived. Those who were the know-it-all did not live. Yeah? Remember this, let us be very much prepared to listen to the voice of God. To the voice of God. Men will give in a lot of voices. Men will give in a lot of judgmental whatever. Judge and whatever. But please, we'll just put your focus on Jesus. When you put your focus on Jesus, your healer will heal you. Jesus, who gave the doctors permission to treat, will be able to do what they can, and Jesus takes over as the Alpha and Omega. And therefore, they focused, Peter focused on Jesus as he was walking on the lake step by step. But all of a sudden, he now removed focus on Jesus. When you remove your focus on Jesus, my dear sister, my dear mama, my dear papa, things will go wayward. Things will now start putting you in a mess. You'll start wondering, and you find yourself making decisions in your life for your family and for yourself, decisions that the enemy will use now as a grip to take you back into his hands, which is hell. And that is not the prayer of myself, the prayer of Pastor Stan, Pastor Alvin, the prayer of the leaders in this church, the prayer, our prayer is that please just focus on Jesus. It might not look as if it is not working, but you will see the results and you shall rejoice. You shall rejoice. Radia might have wondered, you know, when they come in this church right now, you know, they will wonder when they see wonderful women and, you know, that are here and men focused to worship the Lord, thirsting for God. I've heard about praise and worship the whole night. Praise and worship is there to worship the Lord. You cannot do that. You cannot worship the Lord throughout the night. We pray throughout the night in Africa. You know, we fast for 21 days and above to start the year, the beginning of the year. We pray for 21 days and above. Yeah, we praise and worship. Time we gather to worship God the whole night. You do that. You be a man of prayer. You be a man of worship. Oh. And then your situation remains the same. The Lord will intervene in your situation for the glory of his glory. He will come in. He will heal you from that cancer. I declare cancer to vanish from your body right now. As an apostle from God, receive the healing of God from cancer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Receive. Just believe and it shall be so. Trust in him and focus on him and it shall be so in Jesus' name. And now within a short time, Peter looks on the right. My goodness, he sees the wind, the waves coming. Then he looks on the right. He remembers, oh my goodness, I am standing on the water. My goodness, down there, there are sharks. There are crocodiles. Oh my goodness, I am going, and he started sinking. One thing about Peter is this, he remembered, oh, my goodness, with the Lord, I'm not supposed to die. No, I'm not supposed to be eaten by sharks and crocodiles. No, I am with Jesus, the creator of the heavens and earth. And what he did, he cried aloud, Jesus, save me. Let us all cry aloud to Jesus that, Lord Jesus, save me. Lord Jesus, save my family. Lord Jesus, save my marriage. Lord Jesus, save my church. Save my ministry. Save my business that is sinking. Come in, O Lord. Intervene, Jehovah Shalom. Intervene, Jehovah El Shaddai. Intervene, Jehovah Rapha. Intervene, Jehovah Nisi. Intervene, Jehovah Makadesh. Intervene, Jehovah Tzidkenu. You are mighty. You are wonderful. Raise up your hands and shout hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Intervene, Jesus. When you call upon Jesus, when things in your life are sinking, he will intervene. When you call upon Jesus, when you are sinking in your marriage, Jesus will intervene. When your daughter has been taken away by drugs or smoking and so forth, he will come in. He will intervene in your situation. Don't worry. Jesus says, do not be afraid. Focus on me. trust me, and only on me. Not on money, not on the check. One day that check will not be there. One day that check will not be there. Let me tell you the truth. I love you. I still love you. I'm still loving you. But please, when we put our faith in cars, in houses, we are interfering with what God wants to do in our lives. He created us to enjoy all these things. Live in good houses, have money in your house, get a check every end of the month. He wants us to enjoy. Abraham was very rich. Jacob was very rich. Joseph, very rich. Name them. David, Solomon, rich people. Nobody, no. God gave them money. But these guys used the money rightfully. Accountability also was taken care of. And they used their money well and for the glory of our Lord. So I'm not saying money is bad. I'm not saying employment is bad. I'm not saying your future is bad. My goodness, I'm missing my master already. My goodness is bad. When I change my children to be the ones I am adoring, the ones that I'm putting all my focus on, that I forget even to come for prayer. I forget even to come to church. I open business on Sunday. He's a jealous God. He will come in to provide an opportunity to remind you that he is God. And then after you have gone to Babylon, he will come there again and hug you. Can you give God a big hand clap and a shout? Amen? Hallelujah! 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 Jesus did not judge Peter first. See how Jesus is a very loving God. He will not judge us. He will not rebuke us first. The first thing he did is to stretch his hand and hold the sinking Peter. He turned him back on the face of the water. That is what he did first. Number two, then he rebuked him. Where is your faith that you had? Why did you die? You are over from me. Now again, you said thinking because you looked on the web, you looked on what you like, and God directs Joshua. Do not look on the right or on the left, but just focus on me, and you'll see what Moses saw. Amen? Amen? And so therefore he was a prayer. Jesus raises Peter from there, and Peter is back on the waters again. Peter again returns back his focus on who? On Jesus. And then they start walking together on the water, going towards the boat. And they got into the boat, the wind stopped, and you know what they saw? They saw disciples worshiping God, worshiping Jesus, worshiping the creator of the heavens and earth, saying, surely you are the Son of the Living God. He's available to love you with all of his heart as he loved you. He does not judge whether you are an African or you are an Asian or you are a Canadian, you are rich or poor. He is God. And he will remain to be God. Let us put our trust in him. Let us believe and put our focus in Jesus. And we shall never remain the same. Whenever God speaks to you, he prays for you, and we believe together with you, even as we also trust God for our needs. Because I've got needs as I preach. I'm just I struggle. the word of restoration, the word of healing. You are the healer of healers. Lord Almighty God, those who have been given days to live, I declare full doors of days for them to live in Jesus' name. Lord Almighty God, give them good health. Give them strength to go to work and get money to provide for their family. For those who need jobs and employment, Jesus Christ, may you provide the rightful employment for them so that they can provide for their family and give to support the ministry that you have given your servants, my Father, at Potter's hands, and support even us and others all over the world as the Lord will lead them and the Holy Spirit will lead them. My Father and my God, I pray that may you release peace in that marriage. That marriage, Jehovah God, let there be peace, O God, because the devil's strategy is to divide and rule, to divide us so that he can rule us. And therefore, Jesus Christ, I pray that may your peace come upon that brother, upon that sister. Jehovah God, let their marriage be returned back to your love in the name of Jesus. And may you bless their children. May you give them the desires of their hearts according to your riches in glory. Father, I give you praise and I give you thanks. And thank you, Lord, because you have heard my prayers and you have answered. In Jesus' name I pray.
You say amen? We're encouraged, right? Thank you, God. And, you know, you spoke to many of us individually, but you also spoke to us as a church. And we received that encouragement today. We need to hear that. We need to hear that. I just believe that what God is saying to us today is, you know, what is your circumstance? What's the circumstance that you keep looking at that keeps you from seeing Jesus? What is it that stops you from coming? And in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to give you the opportunity to come forward, and I think you're ready to pray for some of us, right, William? You'll pray for us, and I wonder if Alvin and Kathy and Crystal, why don't you come up too, and maybe if I join, the five of us will pray for those of you who want to come for prayer. And you're just seeing, all you see now is your circumstance. All you see is the problem, or maybe it's your daughter, or maybe it's the drugs, or it's the lack of money, or whatever it is. And Jesus said, according to the message we heard this morning, he said, come. So that's the choice we have. You can come, or you can go. We want to give you the opportunity to come. When we were in Kenya, many times William and I kind of tag team preached. He would preach, and I would preach, and there would be, a 1,000 people there. And I always, every time you preach, it reminds me of how I feel when I was preaching next to you. And when I would preach next to you, I would feel white. I can't preach like he preaches, right? And I don't need to. But we heard from God today. We heard the Spirit of the Lord move, And so today I want to give you that opportunity. I'm going to ask William to come up, and Crystal and Alvin and Kathy. We're going to pray for you. Before, I know some of you have to go, so I want to give you a parting blessing. We're going to sing the song, We Exalt Thee, because that's what it's all about. We've been hearing this all morning long, exalting God, praising God, warfare and worship. We exalt you, God. But if you need to stop looking at your circumstances today, if it's time to stop looking at what it is that's bugging you or irritating you, or holding you back, then Jesus says to you today, just come. Why don't we all stand up? I want to give you this parting blessing. And then let's sing the song, and I invite you to come forward. Here's what God says. He says, the Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you today and give you his peace. Amen.